Welcome back, Hood News Peeps. This is another show for you guys. I've got Hector with me. Go get your snacks, your chips, your drinks, and join us.
Glad to be here, Grizzy. And by the way, if you're watching this show, we have a great show ahead of you. We're going to have we're talking about some hooves.
Yeah, we're talking about hooves.
Right. We're going to talk about some more questions and answers.
Yep. And we're going to, you know, tell everybody pay their bills and pay your tabs because you don't want to end up on the Hood News, guys.
And also, coming up soon on grizzyshoodnews.com, we have some new gear about to go off
the sale. All right. We've been waiting for this merch.
So keep it locked in. We got a great show ahead of you.
Hector, have you heard of the Tinder swindler?
No. What is it all about?
All right. So I don't know what that one's about too much, but I keep hearing the reference for it. We've got our own swindler. Romanian version of our own here in H-Town. So
yeah,
we had a Hood News peep reach out.
From Romania, right?
From Romania. She says, hi, I'm writing you from Romania. I know it sounds strange, but I need your help. And I was like, I was captivated from the moment she reached out. And she says that she recently found out her boyfriend was cheating on her with a chick from H-Town. So this is like Hood News gone international.
Right. Is her boyfriend from Houston?
No, he's supposedly in Romania. And this woman in Romania discovered her boyfriend was in a relationship of 3 years with a Houston woman. We can't make this stuff up, you guys.
But she tracked you down.
Yeah, she heard of the page. Yeah, she's been going to this Are We Dating the Same Man type pages.
Right.
And somebody referred her over to the Hood News, and she reached out. She's been scoping us out first. So she's really aware of the community that we've got. And she told me this dilemma that this chick is out there. And so we posted a picture. We did, out of respect, you know, cover up the woman's face. And the only reason, Hector, that we're getting involved in this, it's because this other woman in Romania alleges that the Houstonian woman is sending money overseas to this guy. So it's like Tinder swindler / 90 day fiance.
Oh, he's living the life.
Yeah, I mean, he's got two babes. I mean, they're both babes.
And taking care of them.
Yeah, and at first I was like, okay, this is a woman scorned. But no, she really does want to warn this woman, hey, you know, you're sending this guy money. Be careful. He's probably using you. And there's talks between this man and this Houston chick that the Houston chick is going to relocate over to Romania. So, surprise.
Yeah, I'm looking at some comments right now as Holly on Facebook says, this page gets more interesting every day. We get breaking news, lowdown on the drama, occasional roasting, a little novella action, and a whole lot of super sleuthing.
Oh, the sleuthing.
Thank you for
real.
All the hard work.
Oh, man. Thanks, you guys at home, man. I appreciate the Hood News peeps. Yeah, the sleuthing. I mean, by the end of the night, I had more information about this guy. I had pictures of him cuddled up with a cat. I had more information about this woman. So, like, the tables are really turning. The only one that we have not found yet, you guys at home, is the H-Town chick.
Right.
So, I don't know. We're hoping to hear from her.
Well, now he's Hood News famous. So.
Yeah, he's definitely Hood famous. It's always on and popping on the Hood News.
Robert from Facebook says, for the record, it should say, my former boyfriend, just saying, because she should have dumped his.
Yeah. No, that's what we were saying, too. Like, what are her intentions? Could this be, like, stalkerish behavior? But without this other party, we won't know.
Yeah, the girl from Romania, does she say anything about how long she's been dating him? And
yeah, she says they didn't date for too long. And she made the discovery on his phone that there were interactions. And she says that it goes back to 3 years.
Wow.
He never discussed that he had a girlfriend overseas, that he was dating somebody. She was totally taken aback. So.
And the girl here in Houston has no idea. She has
no idea. No idea. We're trying to find
Romania.
You, girl.
Mm-hmm. In Romania.
Yes, Romania. And so we got Jonathan Cantu says, Filipina here, and I ain't dating this man. Oh, because that was another detail that the lady was from the Philippine community. So all my Filipinos out there, be on the lookout. Let us know if you know who this woman is.
Yeah, and you stay tuned in. We're going to be following the story quite closely. Mm-hmm. You'll find some more information on the Hood News Unfiltered show. So, Grizzy, I was hearing a lot of rumors that there was a big promotion sale at Ross.
Yeah, and the Hood News peeps made it their business to let us know some things or two. And I'm like, what? This can't be real. But it was.
Yeah. I mean, Ross, I've been looking at videos right now of what people were sending over to us. And there was long lines there at Ross. It was happened this past Monday, right?
Yeah, so the big fuss about this Ross situation was that once a year, supposedly Ross will put out 49-cent items on clearance. Like, I guess things that are already on clearance,
right,
they mark it down further. So the peeps, like, this went all over TikTok. This all started somewhere on TikTok. By the time it gets to me, I'm like, no way. I set my alarm clock for early that morning. And yes, indeed, the messenger started coming in with people standing in the lines, going shopping. And some really did purchase a bunch of stuff for 49 cents.
Yeah, I was looking at the post that you put up and said, hey, is this really real? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, it's probably one of those fake stories that were going around, get passed around. But it's absolutely true. Yeah. 49 cents at Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I typically don't like, I try to avoid Ross.
Yeah.
But my wife, Eva, she loves Ross and she does that shop. But yeah. But no, I can see the whole hood went crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a lot of people that resell the pulga, the flea market stuff. That, mm-hmm. you know, they get into the, you know, I'll buy this, sell it here, or I'll send it to Mexico. Just different things that people have in mind. Or stocking fillers for next year. So, yeah, it was really interesting to see this. You know, peeps sent in their loot, you know, what all they purchased. And it was quite a bit. I think when I went last night, I noticed a lot of angry husbands. And, you know, like, hey, they were looking like, I'm like, no, sir, y'all should have been here early. But, yeah, I think it just gave people a reason to go shopping.
Right. No, yeah. Not just clothes. You can get household items, too,
as well. Yeah, for sure. That's a field day for a lot of shoppers.
Yeah, Ariana Gomez on Facebook says, I would pay money to avoid this. But, however, stuff for 49 cents at Ross is just the stuff that's finally priced correctly. Not worth it at all. I hate going there on a regular day. I wouldn't even consider going there when it's fighting a crowd of tias.
The aunties, yes.
That's what
Hey, the aunties are aggressive, dude.
Shout out to my tias, too. That's why tias. I associate Ross with my aunts.
Yes, dress for less, baby. So Margarita Collins says, people can do whatever they want with their own time. I would not stand in line for that stuff. And then another one of our commentators is Angela Munoz. She says, people be like, nah, I ain't got no money. But they be the ones outside making fila at Ross. So, yeah, it's just pretty wild, man. They're, you know, to each his own. I mean, I went out there to go scope it out, and I saw the lines were even at nighttime when they were about to close.
And shout out to all those tios out there waiting in line.
Yeah, shout out to all our people took advantage of something, opportunity, you know.
Make some money.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And speaking of Ross, someone who could have definitely taken advantage of the deals and steals over at, not literally steals, but the deals and steals over at Ross would have been this guy, Hector.
Oh, man. He looks like he went to jail. He got caught. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he just waited a couple more days, he could have got a 49 cents deal at Ross.
And he was on our last episode of Hood News also. Okay. So we just broadcasted this guy recently. And guess what? He went to jail.
He got that. Come on down.
Yeah, per Mark Herman's office, suspects arrested for criminal mischief after attempting to break into a local business. And that is our own bandit that we posted. Check him out.
And shout out to the Harris County Constables for getting him.
Yes.
But also, shout out to Hood News peeps who turned him into as well.
Man, I'm telling you, they had him identified and on the Hood News. I mean, the price was right.
Yeah. Liz on Facebook says, thank you, Constables, for all your hard work. But with a 2K bond, that thug probably is going to be back on the streets planning his next crime.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people feel like that. When you see the comments, you will see a lot of that. And then Priscilla Marr says, now, they need to be held accountable instead of letting them off easy. Yep.
That's a common thing that's happening, a trend that's happening most recently.
Yep.
Joe says on Facebook, once you've made the Hood News, it's over.
It's a wrap. That's it. Man. The homie made his big one. And then Rose Williams says, why are the bond always so low? The bond don't match the crime, but it's like that almost everywhere. Thanks, Grizzy.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing that people are having commenting on. And we see that a lot, too, as well with criminals. That seemed like they're just almost getting like a slap on the wrist. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know what? This is when the voice of the people stands up. This is where the Hood News kicks in.
That's where we do our big one, man. Just like, at least somebody will get a kick out of seeing them on the Hood News.
So, you know, we're excited to announce new sponsors and partners in the Grizzlies Hood News Network as part of a movement that we're having.
Yep.
And props and shout out to Arandas.
Arandas,
Taqueria Arandas and their partnership and coming on board here. I'm extremely excited about it. So if you're watching right now, make sure you go out and visit Arandas, whether it's Arandas Bakery or it's the Taqueria. But guess what, Grizzy? We're having a full special for the Grizzy Hood News peeps.
Wow, I'm so excited, you guys. This is something really major. Like, we are so excited to be on board. Arandas is on board with the Hood News. We're going to rock with them till the wheels fall off. And this is, like, really monumental for us.
It is. And, you know, next month, starting from now to the end of next month, until February 29th, we're going to do a buy one, get one free burrito. It's gonna be called the Grizzy Burrito. Actually, we have one right here.
Look at that.
And it's hot. Ooh, oh man, it looks great.
It smells so good.
Smothered with cheese and sauce. It looks amazing.
Man, we're gonna taste this.
Yes.
All right, let's go. All right, y'all ready? Cheers.
Salud.
Oh my goodness. I'm about to eat some more. So good, you guys.
It's real good.
And on top of that, you're getting another one free. Man, Arandas is doing their big one right now.
That's right. On the Uber app, look up Arandas, Taqueria Arandas, look up the Grizzy Burrito, and you'll buy one, you'll get one free.
All right, so I've got Alejandro here with me from Arandas Bakery. Hi, Alejandro, ¿cómo están?
Bien, bien, gracias. Aquí celebrando por más de 30 años Arandas Bakery, La Rosca de Reyes.
Wow, dinos un poquito de esta tradición para los que no saben.
Así es, mira, es una tradición mexicana la cual se celebra de que los Reyes Magos se encuentran con el Niño Dios.
Sí.
Y es por eso que dentro de esta rosca hay niños dioses para que si les sale el Niño Dios, pues les toca los tamales el 2 de febrero.
Oh, my goodness. Ok. Entonces, ¿cómo le hacemos? ¿Vamos a cortar un poquito ahorita?
Sí, sí. Vamos, vamos. Okay. A ver, quien le salga el Niño Dios, invita a los tamales, ¿ok?
Ok. Huele bien rico.
Muy rico, la verdad. La rosca es fresca.
Ajá.
Los productos son frescos, no son congelados. Y la verdad, mira, sorpresa, creo que te tocó el Niño Dios.
Oh, I got the baby. I've never had a baby. Entonces,
tenemos tamales.
Wow, okay. Entonces, I've got to go to a shop for tamales over at Arandas Bakery. It's my turn.
Así es. Así que te esperamos en Arandas Bakery porque tenemos deliciosos tamales. Y pues que siga la tradición por más de 30 años en Houston, Arandas Bakery.
Arandas Bakery.
Chris, you know, we get a lot of videos every week, almost every day. And sometimes things are left open or unanswered, and that's why there's more questions
than answers. Yes.
So what happened here? We have a video that was sent over from Monster Jam.
Yeah, it's a quick clip, but I mean, it's like the sentiment in the parking lot is always crazy energy. Like, not only was Monster Jam popping, so was the parking lot as well. I mean, here we have a situation where a lady loses her temperament, lost her cool. And she's on the hood news. Looks like she tried to snatch up an officer.
She put the monster in jail.
Yeah. For real. But she really did.
But, you know, there's kids. It's a family event.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's really messed up. This is, I think, our second Monster Jam fiasco in the parking lot, too. Like, it's always popping in the parking lot.
Hey, but, to the parking lot attendants, too. I've been there as well a few times, and they hold their own.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they're trying to get it together right there. So, yeah, that's one.
Yeah, we have more questions than answers at
this
time.
Definitely.
Daniel on Facebook says, can't blame her. The smell of gasoline, roaring engines, putting down big power. She's feeling strong.
Yeah, she's feeling strong. And then Jarvis Reed says, people need to grow up. That's not called for. Ooh, and especially when there's little kids around. Because these events are, like, a lot of kids, you know, get bought out to these Monster Jam events.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a family event. You don't want to see this type of stuff. We gotta act responsible, especially with children around.
For sure.
So there was another video that was sent over this past week. It was from a fight that happened up on 99 in Kirkendall.
Yes, this is a definite more questions and answers moment. Somebody's getting, as you see there, is looking kind of crazy on the floor. First, I thought everybody was twerking and dancing. No, it wasn't that. Definitely
not that kind of video.
Yeah, the shirt starts coming off. Then we got a young man out there.
That was Mardi Gras.
Yeah, for real. And this guy gets really angry. The people get together. They unite, get them moved outside.
Smart.
Who's baby daddy? Somebody take a look at that. And they get him out of there. He starts kicking down the glass, the door.
Yeah, I saw that. He's trying to get, he's trying to get to one individual, I guess. Or?
I don't know, but he put that cub power in the mix. You know, like this guy starts, like, he gets this idiot, what do you call it, energy. I don't know. Just
maybe he's trying to get inside to get a shirt.
Yeah, it's just pretty crazy, man. So there he goes, pow, pow. Starts knocking the glass down, costing the owners of this venue, you know, money and just resources that they didn't need to spend.
Yeah, and, Patty on Facebook says, dang, he ain't cold. That was pretty cold that night.
Yeah. I don't know. He had his Incredible Hulk on. And so Janet says, surely nobody will claim that.
But at this moment, we got more questions
than answers.
All right, we got another video that was sent over this week. I saw this video come in and posted on the Hood News on Facebook, and it was a car that went into the woods.
Oh, yeah, it went all the way into a decline. A Hood News peep sent this in. She sent in both surveillance video and... A lot of people are asking, was she on top of a roof? Look, I'm not even, like, the Hood News peeps are so dedicated. I'm not going to ask. I'm like, okay, we're just thankful. We'll work with whatever you want to give us bird's eye view. Hey, we're going to work with that too.
And these people are dedicated. Not only will they put up a drone, they'll put up with
Lady was on top of a roof, dude. Like, she went out there. She says there's a little door. And she just like stepped out. I'm like, what? I'm like, man, you know what, sis? But yeah, the guys bolted out the door, and I mean, they were looking for him. I'm not sure if these guys were ever captured. So definitely more questions
than answers.
Yes. All right, Hector. So now we're going to move on to something really sad and tragic. Mm-hmm. Recent in our Hood News headlines, we had a fatal shooting over off of Will Clayton and 59 the other day. And it's really sad when you don't know what's really going on, and then when you finally hear something, it turns out that a store clerk followed some young people who had walked out the store with chips.
Right.
And next thing we hear is that this man was fatally shot. So it's just a really sad story. It makes you wonder, like, what's going on with humanity?
Right.
Where are we at in society? Because this is really sad stuff.
And these were youngsters, too, as well, right? They were young. They were minors.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe one of them may have been. I'm not really sure the ages. But yeah, Humble PD put a you know, lookout for them. Yeah. And they turned themselves in.
Right.
Which is a good thing. We had Quano X and Candace Matthews.
Props to them for doing that. You know, they serve a purpose in the community too, as well.
Yes.
We see them right now turning them in to Houston Police Department in downtown. You know, it's just a sad situation all around. We gotta look this situation, you gotta look at also the parents and parenting. I know you've been doing a couple of live streams too, as well, communicating how it's important that as parents that we invest our time into our children and to teach them what's right and wrong. You know, there's lots of things that we're seeing in our communities and in this generation where there's a lack of respect, and really, it's a lack of respect for life.
Yeah, that's the sad part. Like when you see, it was so sad to see young people like. Mm-hmm. You know, like people look one way on a surveillance video, but when you see them in person, it's like even more shocking.
Right.
It was very shocking to be there, to see them turning themselves in. I believe one was let go with no charges. The other young man, he is going to be facing charges. And I hope that the one that doesn't get charged, you know, learns from this and grows and can become a responsible member of society.
Yeah. And, you know, in this sad situation, also the clerk from the gas station. He was a father of three, right?
Yeah, father of three, husband, a good member of society, very well loved by his customers, just the nicest person that anybody would ever come across.
Yeah, and this is just a horrible situation there. You know, these now, the whole family is now without a father to help. And he was there just, you know, working and trying to put food on the table for his kids.
Exactly. So I received a phone call from my friend Candace Matthews. She's an advocate in the community. Mm-hmm. She stands up for the people. And Quanell X, I guess, got communication that they needed help to bring in these suspects so that there weren't any incidents, you know, in case there was going to be some kind of raid or, you know, the cops coming to get them.
Right.
They wanted to do it on their own terms. So these two advocates, Quanell and Dr. Candace Matthews, I mean, they're out there for the community whenever they're needed. So it was really interesting to see this turn of events about them turning themselves in.
And then they had a press conference there too as well.
Oh, yeah.
What were some details that were shared?
Oh, he did mention that those parties, those suspects, were scared.
Mm.
And they expressed concern and the possibility of self-defense, which a lot of people aren't really buying that. You know, if you read the comments, the people are speaking up and they're very angry.
Yeah. Ryan on Facebook says, life gone over a bag of chips. Please use this as an example. Max sentence.
Yeah. I mean, the people were angry. Like, I can't even say, like, the words I want to say, but people were very, very upset with this very disturbing story.
Right. The community is very in an uproar right now over what happened over a bag of chips.
Chips. Mm. Chips. Just sad. Mm. Hey, Hector. So we've got another hood collection / Manny Petty Bandit. Like, I don't know what's going on here. It's a trend.
Yeah, what's going on? What are people going to get their pedicures, the manicures, and then leaving? Yeah,
can you imagine like working on somebody's hooves? Like, you know, like sawing them down and then not getting paid for it? Like, man, shout out to all our people at home that pay your dues. And shout out to all our people that make others feel good and pamper them like these fine people.
In the service industry, right?
Yeah.
They're taking care of people. And and you just hate to see people just walk out that door and without paying.
So in this situation, this happened in Katy. A woman walked out on a $148 tab. Mm. Now, she didn't just run out like normal bandits tend to do. She gave some kind of lame excuse. She said, hey, check my balance on my phone. I accidentally left my card in the car. But look, I've got money. I'm just not going to pay you. And she made a kind of like a quick dash for it.
Oh, I love your graphics.
Yeah, thanks. Like, I just learned a new thing on the app, man. Now, beware, folks at home, because I'm going to put horns on you.
Yeah, not only will you be on TV, but you'll have horns.
Yes. Yeah, so she's like, rah, and she takes off. And the guy is like, okay, anytime now she'll be back. And he's like, okay, wait for it. And then he's like, huh, is her car starting? And then you see the reaction. He's like, oh, heck no. And that, there he goes. Hey, excuse me, miss. Excuse me. Hey, come back here. Yeah, it's gone.
She took off.
Yeah, gone.
You know, and just like that person we saw last week, I think somebody, the lady walked out of the nail salon, and then she hit a pizza delivery guy.
Yes. Right? We're still trying to find out if she made right with that hit and that accident. Well, the thing with this challenge that we have people at home is the Facebook profile that somebody directed me to is so filtered.
Right.
I can't tell if that's really her.
Right.
So that's something that we're always working against when it comes to identifying bandits is these filters, because she does not look like that on her Facebook. So
I don't know. It's a little bit,
yeah, it's also a little bit of catfish, you know. We got to deal with the catfishes out there. So, man.
Yeah, these trends got to stop. And yeah. If you're watching this and you're seeing this on the Hood News, you know, if it's your friend, let us know. We would like to get this this business owner and these employees their rightful money that they
earn. Yeah, that's it. Because it's got to be a very degrading feeling to have worked on somebody's funky toes and then, you know.
Yeah, let's do the right thing.
That's it.
Well, Grizzy, that wraps up another incredible show. We're
this
getting
sure
bigger
does.
And we're getting better.
Yeah, I hope you guys at home enjoyed this. I mean, it's an honor for us to be here.
It is.
I couldn't think of anybody better to be with us. Hector's the man.
Hey, no, it's nothing like being right next to Grizzy and hearing all these incredible stories. Grizzy, you've done a phenomenal job going out there.
Thank you
for everything you've done in this community. And if you're watching at home, you can also follow us on YouTube.
Yeah, we got YouTube.
We have Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have grizzyshoodnews.com.
Yeah.
And don't forget to, now we have podcasts, Grizzy.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we have podcasts. Follow us on, we have Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Tune us in and while you're driving in the car to work. You can listen to the Hood News Unfiltered. Until then, if it's real news,
it's Hood News.